I master the truth God has revealed, and God's truth then masters me, governing my attitude toward the world, the flesh, and the devil. If I am girded with truth, I will have settled convictions about spiritual things. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Now those words present the first of seven pieces of the Christian armor which are described in Ephesians chapter 6. The Apostle Paul pictured the fully equipped Roman soldier as he described this Christian's spiritual armor, and he was well familiar with those soldiers of Rome. The land of his birth and rearing was guarded by the military of Rome. He had been personally under guard of Roman men of war, chained to them day after day as he waited to appear before Caesar to answer the charge of being a Christian. So he took the parts of the soldier's armor as worn in that day and gave it a spiritual application to describe the well-equipped Christian. First of all, he says in Ephesians 6:14, wear the great belt of truth. The Roman soldier's belt was a wide strip of leather which circled his waist and held all of his armor and garments in place. It was commonly set with brads and often decorated with gold, silver, precious stones, or works of art. The belt was necessary because of the nature of the garments that he wore. The belt would keep those garments in place and prevent stumbling to give the greater mobility. But the function of that belt was more than ornamental. It supported the sword and its scabbard. It strengthened the body, being bound around the stomach muscles for hand-to-hand combat. It prepared one for action, freed one to act, and gave a sense of security. Now that's a common picture in New Testament in relation to Christians. Jesus taught us, "Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning." The Apostle Peter admonished, "Gird up the loins of your mind and be sober." The Apostle Paul advised, "Having your loins girt about with truth." The grammar of that verb girt is middle voice, indicating it is something one does for himself. So we could properly translate it, "Having girded your own loins with truth." Each Christian girds himself with truth for the spiritual battle. But what are the loins that are to be girded here? They are the front and back of the body below the waist. It was thought here was where life was centered, because here is where reproduction occurs. It was otherwise called the belly or the stomach area of the Bible. Now, what is the truth with which one is to be girded? It might be subjective truth, that is, the virtues of truthfulness, sincerity, candor, and openness. And that interpretation has much to support it. There is no definite article before truth to make it the truth of biblical revelation. Isaiah 11:5 indicates truthfulness will be a sign of the reign of the Messiah. Psalm 51:6 says truthfulness in the inward parts is required of God. And God admonishes us to draw near with a true heart to eat the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. But there's more to recommend the interpretation that truth which binds the Christian for battle is the revealed truth of the Bible. It is a belief in and the knowledge of truth in Jesus Christ. I master the truth God has revealed, and God's truth then masters me, governing my attitude toward the world, the flesh, and the devil. If I am girded with truth, I will have settled convictions about spiritual things. There will be no uncertainties, no doubts, no lack of clarity. The devil will seek to confuse because he is a liar, an accuser, and an adversary. But if, like the Ephesian Christians, I have heard the truth and have been taught the truth and bound the truth upon me, I am safe from the devil's attacks. Now, my attitudes may vary because attitudes arise in my own mind and spirit. But revealed truth does not change since it is of God. It is more sure than my feelings are my attitudes. Jesus said of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And the Bible then admonishes us to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Another piece of the Christian spiritual armor is identified in Ephesians 6:17 as the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, if the sword of the Holy Spirit is the Word of God, is the belt of truth also the Word of God? Yes, but there is a difference in those two terms. The belt of truth is the whole of the revealed Word of God, while the sword of the Spirit refers to portions, individual verses and truths in the Bible. We will see this more clearly in a later point when we examine the sword of the Spirit. Now, truth has been systematized for us. We read creeds and confessions of our faith. We have a doctrinal statement which the Bible teaches and which we believe. Those are the essentials. We must get them in our minds, put them on, gird ourselves with them. The Christian or the Christian congregation is pathetic if she does not gird herself with the truth of Holy Scripture. The call for unity without doctrine is foolish. The Bible calls for unity in doctrines. Our authority, however, is not our own reasonings, feelings, or traditions, but the written Word of God. It judges us. We do not judge it. The Bible claims authority as a more sure word of prophecy. It declares the Scriptures cannot be broken. And it's a wise man who submits his thoughts to the authority of the inspired and infallible Word of God. We need to be established in Bible truth for three great reasons. First, we must be established in Bible truth because false doctrine, which abounds everywhere, is damning in its nature. It will bring swift destruction to those who follow it. Second, we must be established in Bible truth because the imposters and false teachers are very subtle. They corrupt the Word of God, and they bewitch those who will listen to them. Those who are unstable will listen to them to their eternal judgment and harm. Those great truths established in Holy Scripture can be the foundation and strength of our lives. Let me suggest some ways how. Seek to know the truth. Set yourself to personal Bible study. Attend upon the ministry of a Bible teaching church. Be content with nothing less than "Thus saith the Lord" in all matters of religion. Again, do not enslave your judgment to any person. False teachers will ask you not to think for yourself, to listen to them, to open your mind to their opinions, but do not do it. Submit your mind only to the clear teachings of Holy Scripture. Again, ask God to establish you in the truth. There is no greater joy than to walk in the truth, and God will answer that prayer. Beware of curiosity concerning new and novel teachings. The Bible warns some will arise in the last times who will not endure wholesome, sound, life-giving, healthy teachings. There will be teachers all about who will have new kinds of doctrines. Do not investigate them. Stay from them. Stay with the truth as you've been taught in Holy Scripture. And make a bold confession of your faith in Jesus Christ. Hold forth the sound words which you have heard. Bind the truth of the Bible about you. Let it govern your beliefs, attitudes, goals, and your eternal destiny, and you will be safe. Father, we submit ourselves to the authority of the Bible. It has come from you, and it speaks your words. By submitting to the teachings of the Bible, we submit to you, and we bind the words of Holy Scripture about us as a belt, in order to serve you faithfully. In Jesus' name, amen.